This is KERA News. Lacking high-quality relationships is a distinct kind of hardship. On a recent episode of Think, guest host Courtney Collins talked to Professor Sarah Halpern-Meakin about the concept of social poverty.
Can you break down what social poverty is? It doesn't just mean, you know, not having a friend with the pull-out sofa.
People in our lives can be helpful to us financially with that loan, with that sofa to crash on, but that's different than the way that those relationships matter to us interpersonally. So having a shoulder to cry on, having somebody who you can trust, who you can be vulnerable with, and who you know will show up for you, who will be there time and again when you need them. Those dependable, high-quality, trusting relationships that persist over time are really important. And those people don't have to be in the room with you for them to be in your lives. Knowing that they exist, that you could pick up the phone, that can be enough to ward off social poverty. So it's not about having people in the room with you. It's about making sure that those relational resources exist in your life when you need them.
If you think about like a middle class 18-year-old who may graduate from high school and then maybe go to college and then maybe figure out what their job's going to be and get started there and then perhaps meet someone and then maybe get married and then maybe have a child, we can all kind of relate to that path. I mean, it's something that has been kind of laid out in media and in life for a lot of people of means. What happens instead when all of that kind of happens at the same time?
If you're still trying to figure out who you are, what career path you're going to follow, whether that's going to lead you to go back to school, you're still trying to get on your feet financially, you're in a romantic partnership that you're hopeful about, but that isn't on firm footing yet, maybe because it's just a young relationship. And then you add parenthood on top of all of that. There are so many transitions that many of the parents I met are trying to tackle all at the same time. And that can make each of those transitions that much harder because you're juggling so many balls in the air all at once.
So what is it like for young 20-somethings that are about to take on parenthood and are struggling financially when they can't count on their core relationships that maybe other 18 and 19-year-olds would take for granted?
Because the way we conceive of young adulthood in our culture, where you're not supposed to be tied down, you're supposed to be exploring, you can go out partying, you don't have to be all that responsible, that really lies in conflict with the way that we conceive of parenthood, which is you're supposed to be putting somebody else, your child, before you. You're supposed to be responsible and dependable. And so the way people do young adulthood is often really different than the way they feel they should do parenthood. So that means when young people are becoming parents, taking on that new role, they often feel they need to step away from their friends because their friends are behaving in ways and would draw them into behaving in ways that they see as irresponsible for a parent. And so they face a real trade-off there. Stepping up for their kid can mean stepping away from some of the supportive relationships that they have in their lives.
Why is trust so important to relationships to ensure that they are healthy and strong?
When you're in a relationship, you need to be able to believe that this person is going to act with your best interests in mind. And that involves knowing each other well enough to know what one another thinks is in your best interest, right? You have to know a person to know what their values are and what their expectations are. People don't just trust each other automatically. They really need to get to know each other and then really need to behave in ways that continually reinforce that their trust is well placed.
Why do economic poverty and social poverty so often coexist?
So if you're becoming a parent at the same time as a lot of other people in your social circle, you can share that experience. You can share that change in what your life looks like. So rather than going out for drinks after work, now you go to the park and push the kids in the swings, and you're still able to be together with friends, and you're not experiencing those conflicts. Similarly, in people's romantic relationships, if they're on firmer footing together before they take on the really challenging transition to parenthood, they're sometimes in a better position to weather some of the difficulties that can come with the sleeplessness and the new challenges of being a parent and not knowing what you're doing and not knowing if you're doing a good job.